This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Russia has halted an arrangement that allows Ukraine to ship grain. We hear more from the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Moscow says it's halted an unprecedented wartime deal that allows grain to flow from Ukraine to countries in Africa, the Middle East and Asia, where hunger's a growing threat. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov had announced halting the deal in a conference call with reporters, adding that Russia will return to it after its demands are met. It's the end of a breakthrough accord that the UN and Turkey brokered last summer to allow food to leave the Black Sea region after Russia had invaded its neighbor nearly a year and a half back. A separate agreement facilitated the movement of Russian food and fertilizer amid Western sanctions. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan spoke optimistically on Monday. He's meeting with his Russian counterpart and expressed hope the deal could be resumed quickly. Traffic on a key bridge connecting Crimea to Russia's mainland has been halted after one of its sections was blown up in what Russian officials say was a Ukrainian attack that also killed a married couple and injured their daughter.
President России дал поручение.
Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov told reporters that Russian President Vladimir Putin gave orders to organize the traffic on the Crimean direction and to provide for help and assistance to people who are on the road. Putin has also ordered repairs to the bridge. Ukrainian officials did not claim responsibility for the attack, which is the second major strike on the bridge since October, when a truck bomb blew up two of its sections. For additional stories 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website or you can download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Heavy downpours are lashing South Korea for a ninth day as rescue workers struggled to search for survivors in landslides, buckled homes, and swamped vehicles in the most destructive storm to hit the country this year. As of Monday, at least 40 people have died and 34 others are injured, and more than 10,000 people have had to leave their homes since July 9th when heavy rains started pounding the country. The severest damage has been concentrated in South Korea's central and southern regions. U.S. climate envoy John Kerry is holding talks with his Chinese counterpart in Beijing as the U.S. seeks to restore contacts with China that have been disrupted by disputes over trade, Taiwan, human rights, and other issues. More from Tommy McNeil.
China's state media say that Kerry's meeting with his counterpart is the first extensive face-to-face climate discussion between representatives of the world's two worst climate polluters after a nearly year-long hiatus. China is the world's largest producer and consumer of coal, but has pledged to reduce emissions and become carbon neutral by 2060. Before Kerry's trip, the Republican questioning of him at times broke down into challenging the existence of the scientifically established fact of climate change. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Finance ministers from the group of 20 nations meeting in India are set to address critical global economic challenges, including the threat posed by climate change and rising debt among low-income countries. In press statements on Monday, Indian Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the two countries were working together to advance the G20 agenda. At a pre-trial hearing in the classified documents case against former President Donald Trump, which is scheduled for tomorrow, it's the judge under the spotlight for now. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
A month after former President Donald Trump was charged with mishandling classified documents and illegally hoarding them at Mar-a-Lago, U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon is set to take on a more visible role as she weighs competing requests on how to schedule Trump's trial date as he campaigns for president and hears arguments over procedures for handling classified information. Already, Cannon's ruling in a lawsuit Trump brought against the Justice Department elicited criticism from legal experts who saw her as overly preferential to the former president. A federal appeals panel reversed the order and rebuked her. I'm Julie Walker.
And from Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.